Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Welcome to Second Date Update on this Friday morning with Thunder and PT. And let's get right to it. Carolyn messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. And Carolyn, what is going on this morning?
So, how are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
We're well. By the way, is it Caroline or Carolyn?
It's Caroline.
Caroline. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. How are you this morning?
It's okay. It's so common. Everyone does it.
Yeah. No worries.
I appreciate it. Okay. So I need help. I went out on a date with this really, really, really sweet guy a few weeks ago, and I thought that we had a really good time, but I haven't heard from him.
And his name is Jeremy, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing has happened. You went out on this date. Just tell us more about that, and maybe there's a way we can help.
Okay. Was a little weird at first, I'll admit, but we went out afterwards and had a really, really, really good time. So, okay.
What do you mean was weird at first?
Well, I took him to my cousin's son's baptism.
A baptism?
You had never met him before. You had talked, obviously, messaged or whatever, but you had never met, and you took. Why did you take him to your cousin's son's baptism?
I mean, I thought, like, why not dress up? You know, go do the family thing and then go out for like a really nice brunch.
Okay.
Wow. So he came with you like to the church service and stuff?
He did. Okay. We sat there for a little bit. It was a really beautiful ceremony. And then we went out for like a really, really nice brunch afterwards without the family.
Okay.
Just
yeah. Next, that was my yeah. next question. So
it's like family so, brunch. Yeah.
All right. So, wow. Okay. So he agreed to go to church before brunch, go sit through the baptism, people he didn't know. Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's a trooper then from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, maybe it could be that. It might be something else, Caroline, but let's try to find out. As you know, we're going to call Jeremy right now. And you've obviously reached out since this date to thank him for coming along to the baptism or brunch or what?
Like that night,
yeah.
I reached out to him and I was like, thank you so much. I had such a great time with you. And then that was it. And I kind of left the ball on his court.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's call Jeremy. If he answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully get you some answers. And we can tell that you like him so much for all your christening needs. We'll try to get to a second date. You know, maybe a confirmation.
There you go. First communion.
Yes. All right. You stay right there. Back in 3 minutes, the second half of Second Date Update here with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Here's Caroline talking about Jeremy.
So we went out last weekend, and I thought that we had like a really, really, really good time, but I haven't heard from him.
And is that because Caroline took Jeremy to her cousin's son's baptism first?
We sat there for a little bit. It was a really beautiful ceremony, and then we went out for like a really, really nice brunch afterwards without the family.
Right, so was the first date just a little too religious for Jeremy? Let's find out. Second date update.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Jeremy?
Yes. Who's this?
Yeah, Jeremy, please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or a robocall or spam call, anything like that. And it's going to be a little strange, but it's Thunder and PT. And we co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. And we're wondering if you would come on the radio with us this morning to discuss a date that you went on, I think a week ago, Sunday, with a woman named Caroline.
Okay.
Yeah. So we talked to her, and she enjoyed herself on this first date with you, and she would just sort of like to know why you haven't called her back for a second date.
And we do this on a regular basis, so
second date update.
Yeah, she reached out to us.
Well, did she tell you that she blindsided me with a baptism?
Yes.
we heard about the baptism.
She said you agreed to it.
Well, I mean, I agreed to it after I was already in the car.
Oh, wow. You didn't know you were going to a baptism?
No, I had no idea. She just told me to dress up nice. I thought we're going out to brunch.
Yep.
Right. And then she's like, oh, we got to make a stop first. Next thing you know, I'm sitting in church for an hour.
Oh, wow. Wait, did you have to sit through the service, then the baptism?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So she did not tell us that, to be perfectly honest, Jeremy. Caroline didn't mention that. We actually have her on the other line this morning, and she is listening. Listen, could we invite her into the conversation here, and we could maybe try to discuss this a little further?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, hold on. Caroline, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
You
Hi,
blindsided
Jeremy.
Him you with a baptism?
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And, you know, I was the one driving, and brunch was my treat because he's unemployed at the moment. And I just thought it would be really nice. And I did want to see, like, I guess, if he would come with me to such a thing and how he would behave in that type of situation. And honestly, I thought we had a really good time.
You know, it was great. I think I should have been given a heads up before I got in the car. I probably would have said yes anyway. But, being caught off guard like that, it was a little weird. And, it made me feel a little awkward the whole time.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like it was some sort of devil worship seminar. I mean, it was a baptism. And you're something wrong with your car or something, Jeremy?
Yeah, my transmission is blown.
Okay. All right. So she picked you up. So then you're a captive audience. There's no escape hatch. And you're kind of stuck in the baptism. Yeah. Was that awkward for you? Or was it more awkward, the baptism? Or was it more awkward because it was just church and it seemed strange and there was just all her family there?
It was a really formal setting, like right away, meeting her family. And, it was a little bit much for me, especially I didn't know it was going to happen. I mean, I probably would have gone anyway, just give me the heads up. It was kind of shocking.
Don't you like Jesus?
I love Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so you're a church guy. I mean, Jeremy, here's the thing. So, clearly it's a weird thing. Are you just kind of a go-with-the-flow guy, and that's why you didn't say anything to Caroline? Because, you could have just said, like, hey, this is kind of uncomfortable for her. Or was that a tough thing for you?
Well, I like her, and so I wanted the date to go well, but also I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
So I just didn't say anything. But
God,
I was sitting there thinking about it, like, what do I say?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this has kept you from calling her. The fact that she kind of surprises with the baptism, and why haven't you called her?
Yeah. Why haven't you called her?
I guess I just felt awkward about it. I was going to call you, but I'm sorry. I should have.
I mean, I just would have just communication. Just let me know. Like, I sprung this on you, and you were so down for it. You were so great there. I didn't think it was that formal. Like, I know we briefly met everybody, but I really just thought you'd, you know, be willing to help me out with a family obligation, you know?
Sure. You know, just like let me know beforehand. This is kind of... We haven't really known each other that long. It was a little bit, you know, forward, a little bit too much for me.
Caroline.
But I didn't mind.
Caroline, Jeremy, you both sound like great people. And we just have a moment.
I feel like there's something kind of blooming here,
Jeremy,
to be
would
honest.
You, if, Caroline, with your permission, Jeremy, would you like to see Caroline again?
You know what? Yeah, I would. just as long as she tells me about this sort of thing before.
All you can ask for is some communication.
You're welcome, Caroline.
Thank you, guys. I promise I will. Thank you. I'm really excited, Jeremy. Thank you guys so much.
Jeremy, again, baptism, communion, confirmation,
and then you're going to go
wedding.
And then you're going to meet the Pope.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Caroline's going to make you see God.
Come on.
All right, come here, Jeremy.
Praise Jesus.
All right, guys, thank you so much. It's amazing. Thank you for being on Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
I've had a large amount.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La 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 la.
DIY or let us install.
La 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 la.
Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.